All the eyes in the Gulf of Mexico, of course, have been turned toward the dramatic oil spill there. But, you know, any other year, any other time, this time of the year, people would be thinking of something else. The hurricane season. In about 3 weeks, the hurricane season will be here, and a lot of the forecasts are now saying that the right climatic ingredients could be in place to make this a really big year for hurricanes, maybe on par with big years like 2005. And you remember that year, that was the year that spawned Hurricane Katrina. So what are the factors that come together to create a big storm season? How much can we tell about the upcoming season by studying conditions in the past? Isn't climate change tweaking the variables a little bit? Joining me now to talk about that and the forecast, his forecast for the hurricane season, is Phil Klotzbach. He is lead forecaster for the hurricane forecast team at the Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. He's also a research scientist in the Department of Atmospheric Sciences there. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about the forecast. It looks pretty intense.
Yeah, well, the latest forecast that we put out was in early April, and at that time we were calling for a pretty active hurricane season. A typical season has about 10 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 2 major hurricanes. We're currently predicting 15 named storms, 8 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. So if you kind of want to summarize it with one number, about 160% of the average season. So, yeah, pretty active.
And so it looks something like 2005, which spawned Katrina.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, 2005 had 15 hurricanes and 28 named storms, so we're not necessarily expecting to see that much activity. But certainly we do feel that conditions are going to be a lot more conducive for a lot of storms than, say, they were last year when we only had 3 hurricanes.
So is it basically looking through the hurricane record, the seasonal records, the maps, and comparing what you see on those when it was a stormy year and seeing what's shaping up this year?
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, the way that we come up with our forecast is we use historical data and we use the past. Like you said, what we do is we basically know which years in the past were active hurricane seasons and which years in the past were quiet seasons. And then what you do is you try to look and see what sets of climate conditions, what was the atmosphere like and what was the ocean mm-hmm. like in active seasons in the past versus inactive seasons in the past. And you'll find that certain sets of conditions do occur. One of the common ones that we use is El Nino. When you have El Nino, which is warmer than normal waters in the tropical Pacific, you tend to have fewer storms in the Atlantic. And that's what we saw last year, but that El Nino appears to be dying out now, so we don't think we're going to have that to help keep the season quiet this year.
Mm-hmm. So the El Nino is dying down, and what other conditions make it look like a bad hurricane season?
Well, one of the things that we've really noticed over the last several months is we've seen a very strong warming of the waters in the tropical Atlantic. The waters right now in the tropical Atlantic are running at near record levels, so certainly very toasty right now. Now, just because they're warm now doesn't guarantee they're going to be warm during the August to October period when we see most of our major hurricanes. But there is a fairly strong correlation there, so that's another reason why we expect the season to be pretty active with the very warm waters that we have right now.
A question coming from Second Life from Pierre Mantis Berman says, will the oil spill in the Gulf have any impact on the hurricane season?
Well, that's a good question. There's been a lot of people asking similar questions. I think really when you get any sort of storm of any strength, say even a tropical storm, basically the winds would mix the oil and the water together, so you wouldn't necessarily have the reduced evaporation from the oil slick. I think one of the big concerns is that if we did get a hurricane in the Gulf and it happened to, you know, have a fairly significant storm surge, it could drive the oily water further inland, which could make a real mess. So I think certainly there is some cause for concern, but obviously there's a lot of question as to how much oil is going to be left by the time that the hurricane season really ramps up.
Yeah, well, we don't know the answer to that question yet.
No, exactly. We don't know the answer to that question, and hopefully we won't find out the answer this year.
Mm-hmm. So when you say really ramps up, What range of time are you speaking of?
Well, basically, the most active, even though the hurricane season starts on June 1st, and you certainly can get storms in June and July, about 90 to 95% of all major hurricane activity occurs after the 1st of August. So, and if you really wanted to pick a one-month time period where most of the storms occur, it's between about August 20th and September 20th is when you get, say, about 65, 70% of all your major hurricane activity. So that's the month where storms are most likely, but certainly you can obviously get storms in August and October and even earlier and later in the season.
Do you see any connection between climate change and hurricanes in terms of the increasing water temperature, stuff like that? We keep hearing that the storms may be more intense.
Well, that's a good question. Basically, what we find is that, especially in the tropical Atlantic, there's this kind of multi-decadal variability where you'll go for...
Oh, wait, a what?
25 to 30-year variability. It's multi-decadal.
Right.
It's a it's a new term that they've I don't know if atmospheric scientists coined it or what. But,
I thought you said mopey at one point. I was moping around. Multi.
Oh no, multi-decadal.
Multi-decadal.
So okay. Variability that occurs on say 25 to 40 year timescales.
Yeah.
Basically, we've seen these periods in the past where the tropical Atlantic warms up quite a bit. We see a lot of major hurricanes, and then it gets quiet, and we have fewer. And if you look back at historical data, you can see these cycles going back to the late 19th century. So we don't really – we haven't – and what I've done a little work looking globally at storms.
Right.
And now, obviously, observational data globally isn't always the greatest, and you may have some uncertainties, especially as you go further back in time. But based on the data that we have, we really haven't seen any observable trend in storms getting more intense with the fact that even water temperatures are warming, because even if humans are causing global warming and causing the temperatures to warm – the warming doesn't just take place at the sea surface. It also takes place at upper levels in the atmosphere. And basically, the atmosphere doesn't really become a lot less unstable. Basically, the stability of the atmosphere remains about the same, so you wouldn't necessarily expect to see stronger storms.
Well, Phil, thanks for the forecast, and we'll keep our fingers crossed, hoping we have a safe hurricane season.
Yes, here's hoping.
All right, Phil Klotzbach is the lead forecaster for the hurricane forecast team at Colorado State University in Fort Collins.